Rutherford Issues here on WGNS is made possible by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, they've got a pro-solar program committed to educating members on the process and helping you achieve your renewable energy goals. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. Regina Ward is joining us today from the Center for the Arts, and we're solving all the world's problems.
Every single one of them.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Brian.
It is good to have you. I just want to say, first of all, that Heather and your staff, they do a wonderful job each month promoting what's coming up, you know, the things that are happening, having... You know, some of the performers come in and share with us what you've got going on.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And just a great staff.
I am so lucky. I mean, they're wonderful. I can't say enough about my team.
Yeah.
They are a tiny team, but we are very mighty.
Tiny and mighty and probably busy doing camps of some type right now.
Absolutely. I think we have 96 kids in the building right now.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
Of third through sixth graders.
Summer camp, lots of projects to discuss and going on. In terms of your facility,
yes.
I don't know that I've even asked you this. What is capacity?
Oh,
you know, I guess it depends on
the space and the room that we're in. I think the building capacity is about 250, 275. And I say that because, when we used to have our fundraiser on the street, when we do the bash
on the street,
we talk about moving inside. It's really not applicable from a fire code perspective
for us
to move all of those people inside. So that's why I know that number in particular.
Yeah.
The theater itself is 175.
Okay. Well, when you add almost 100 kids and then staff and whatever, you're talking about a full place.
Yes,
really.
We are. It's tight. It certainly is. And, you know, for those who have not been in our space or have only been into the theater proper, we don't have additional like classroom space. So we have a small rehearsal room in the back that is deemed the mirror room because there are mirrors in there. But there's not a lot of ample space for large groups. And so that's something that we certainly have to be creative with on how we distribute the teams and each group throughout the building. And it makes for a fun game of Tetris. But also, you know, what we know and love is that our building is about 117 years old. And... You know this, I grew up here, and so I love it as the library from my childhood. And so it was post office prior to us. But there are, we've had a couple of community members that remember it as the post office.
Really?
Who have come and said, like, you know, I mailed letters, you know, to my loved ones at this building. And I don't know, I think that's amazing. And so certainly part of what we do and what we are looking to do more of, especially in the coming year, is just to pay a little bit more of homage to the post office element and talk a little bit more about the historic nature of that space. But in the meantime, we do a real good job of using every nook and cranny.
I know you do. I've seen it for sure. And when you talk about, you know, all that the Center for the Arts has, I'm sure you have people say to you, Center for the Arts, okay, so what do you do?
That's right.
What do you tell them?
I usually tell them it's more than just community theater, and I don't say that because I don't adore community theater. I certainly do. But our mission is really rooted in economic development through the arts for the downtown area and Rutherford County proper. I think that's important, number one, because the fine and amazing folks that set that up 30 years ago, that was really a groundbreaking thought process.
Sure.
And is certainly what the arts provides from a a large community element. And what I like to be able to tell people that we do within that is provide cultural arts opportunities. So whether that is performance of a vocal scenario from our vocal teachers and their students, our partnerships with the Tennessee Philharmonic. We just did that patriotic review right before the 4th. We always have some sort of art exhibit or historical exhibit. We have the Shacklets exhibit of downtown Murfreesboro through the years right now in the gallery. That element is free to the community, and we really want to be able to showcase it because those are stories. And I like to think that we are a keeper of stories from a historical perspective, but also a creator of stories, whether that is on the stage or through a process of visual art or people just learning to build community together within our walls.
You know, and I'll say this, you don't have to say a word, but, there are several factions of our arts community that are scattered and shattered through the mm-hmm. county, through the region, mainly because there's no one big, grand, good place to do some of that stuff. And so, you know, maybe there would be more opportunities for the Tennessee Philharmonics to come in, but you're doing classes, you're doing shows, yes. and it's full. And so those are opportunities in a growing community. And as we continue to grow, we know that the arts are important. We see that there's a portion of this growing community that want the arts. And so, you know, trying to keep up with that, I'm sure, is difficult. I know you've got a big ADA project going on right now just to make the place a little more accessible.
That's exactly right. And to your point, we have a very large arts community here, and we certainly want to be able to serve them, whether that's within our school system or within adults in our community and our homeschool community.
Yeah.
Our sweet theater has 126 seats on a really good day. And, you know, down the road, our neighbors and good friends in Woodbury have a little over 200. And so I don't say that to compare us, but I do say that because our communities are drastically different.
Sure.
And we're doing our very best to try and keep up with what this community deserves and what our needs are. To your point about utilization, we actually had a study done a couple of years ago, and our utilization rate for the building is right at 97%. So even when we have people come in, I had a comedian reach out to me the other day and say, oh my gosh, I'd love to do a show here in 3 months. Here are some dates. And I have to say, I don't have any of those dates available because our space is programmed so heavily,
yeah.
which is good,
sure.
but also a piece that we want to try and open up because I love a good comedy show, and I think a lot of people in town do, and we want to be a space where we can truly have all types of art.
Well, maybe a second theater, you know.
Or maybe just, a second theater, you know, that's yeah, right.
We've got dreams of all that kind
we
of stuff.
We certainly do. And the ADA element is an opportunity for us to serve this community
sure.
better. You know, as of right now, if you're in a wheelchair or have any sort of additional need to get into our space, you use the access ramp in the back of the building. And that's just really not the experience that we want for all of our patrons. And so we're so thrilled. I mean, truly, between Main Street Murfreesboro, Smyrna Ready Mix, the Christy Houston Foundation, and the state of Tennessee, we're able to piece together almost $400,000 for this project. And it's going to be beautiful. And we are so, so excited.
So the front side is going to see a little transformation soon?
It is. So if you are looking at the building, so if you're standing on that bricked sidewalk, the left-hand side where our gallery windows are, that is going to become the new entrance. And it will come out a little bit further, and there'll be stairs that enter in on that side. But where our sign sits, there will be a graded ramp entry that enters right in on that pavilion area, so that everybody will be able to enter into the building in the exact same place and space and have access to that. And then on the right side of the building where our current entrance is, we are going to have our version of a statue garden. And so we'll have some planters that kind of make that area a little bit more of a seated area. And we'll have two commissioned art pieces that do pay homage to the post office history and the library history of this building, and give some space for people to just sit and read or enjoy conversation.
Yeah, that's going to be the fun to see that transformation from the Center for the Arts. Regina Ward is here. When does that project start?
So the bidding process for contractors will kick off in about the next 10 days. And so the hope is that we will start work by the end of August. And it's not, it feels like a really big project to us, but in that world, it's not a massive project. And so the hope is that that project will be done by end of November, beginning of December of this year.
Okay. So for the fall season, we may have to excuse our mess kind of things, right?
A little bit. Yeah. Although it should not interrupt our operations. And so we've been telling people, folks that rent our space or that are accustomed to coming into our space, you won't see a big difference, except you those windows will be blocked off. So we'll have a little faux wall there as that transformation begins. It's really on the exterior of the building.
Yeah.
So from an interior perspective, it will be business as usual.
Well, that's all that really matters. Just going in, you may say, well, what's going on there?
That's right.
Well, if they were listening now, they know all about it.
That's right. And, you know, we hope that it also brings more people to the square. You know, everybody wants to look and see what's happening. And so we hope that you will come downtown, patron our amazing restaurants and shops in the area, and spend a little downtown time.
Well, one of the things that we know is when a building's been there for 117 years and you start doing something, people get interested, right?
That's exactly
so,
right.
So that'll bring a few looky-loos. But when you talk about coming downtown, I just want to commend you here in our last little bit. You know, being a great community partner, knowing what it means to be downtown, to be a part of events with Main Street, how important the business is there, the restaurants, the shops, all of that is important for our downtown area where you live.
That's right. You know? It is, you know, I grew up on East Lytle Street, and so I've spent the majority of my life in the space. And my husband laughs at me because when we're downtown or see a show, he's like, it's like you got a little extra pep in your step down here. And I said, it does just feel like home. And I am 100% biased, but I think our downtown community is beautiful. We have beautiful architecture. We have beautiful stories to be told. I cannot tell the Shacklets thank you enough for wanting to share that downtown photograph exhibit that they have, because it is amazing to see. It's also really cool to see people come in that might not be from here or are.
And
to look at those photos and orient themselves in the space and try to see where things are. And those are the kind of pieces that we want to be able to share with our community for many more years. You know, when I came at the beginning of the at the beginning of this year, we were all excited because it was our 30th season, and it has been so much fun. And for us, we're looking forward to 30 more.
Right. And who knows what the next 30 years have in store? I don't think we banked on 30 years ago the growth that we're seeing today.
And, I would think not.
but going back to that photo, I mean, to look at a photo that might have been taken in the early 1900s, mm-hmm. to see where there may have been, you know, a horse and buggy standing,
yes.
you know,
yes.
Back in the day. I
yes.
mean, it's and dirt roads and
yes.
things. It's just crazy to think of.
It is. It's crazy. And to have the honor to inhabit a space and use a space for the community that has been standing for that long is just really exceptional. And I am a little nerdy about it, and I do really enjoy it. But it's special, and I think it's one of the things that keeps our community buzzing and growing. Certainly, you know, we love Medical Center. We love everything, the Avenue. And,
sure.
How our community has grown, but I certainly have a soft spot for this little downtown area that continues to be a hub. And my job is to figure out how we produce more art and more culture and more opportunity and push that out into not just our downtown area, but across our county and all of Middle Tennessee.
Well, it's from... I guess a homer standpoint, a homegrown standpoint. I'm glad to have someone like you as a caretaker of such a special place like that. Regina, thanks for coming in. It's always fun when we catch up.
I know. Love it so much. Thank you for all you do.
That is Regina Ward joining us today from the Center for the Arts.